Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
I'm so glad you've joined me on today's weekday podcast, and today I want us to talk about a sensitive subject. I have discovered that within the church, the broader church, the church, I've discovered that the single greatest challenge is unity. We seem to live in a world today where what we always want to do is find out who's done something wrong and how badly can we bust them for it. I've discovered that unity is something that's missing in almost every element of our society, and what a horrible thing to recognize that it's missing in the church as well. It's an almost fascinating thing to recognize that we're just in trouble. I mean, I have written blog articles before, or I've even written social media posts before, where people could just literally talk about blasting me for having an opinion, no matter how I may have attempted to say it gracefully. Here's a question for you. Can we describe what unity looks like when we actually do sincerely disagree with other believers? Yikes. So when you think about that, that's a pretty significant thing to wrestle to the ground. I mean, I think we have to make a conscious decision to focus on communicating the message of grace, love, and identity in Jesus. I mean, if we use that as a kind of a basis of understanding, then we can decide to avoid the polarizing path of modern politics. I've heard that it's cowardly to not just take these big, bold stands, but I can honestly say when I have really tried to dig in and make a point for why I believe what I believe politically, I have always paid a price that's not typically worth it. Now, don't get me wrong. There's a part of me that stays greatly frustrated with our political system, both locally and nationally. But the polarizing path of modern politics is really something interesting. You might could call me a coward, but I can say that there's no message more important to me than the freedom found of receiving the grace found only in Jesus the Lord. I want to share the joy of living out of what Jesus has already accomplished for you and for me, and what God says is absolutely true about how he believes in us, than I am wanting to go talk about who ought to run for what. Now, listen, I am always tempted to get involved in politics. I'm a bit of a political junkie. I'm certainly no saint, but I am a new creation in Christ. I am a beloved child of God. And if you're a follower of Jesus, so are you. So when Paul says in Acts chapter 20, verse 24, "But my life is worth nothing to me unless I use it for finishing the work assigned me by the Lord Jesus, the work of telling others the good news about the wonderful grace of God," well then, oh my stars, I am stuck with a recognition that my job isn't to be about telling people how they should vote, but rather you can trust in a God who absolutely loves you and wants to shower you with his grace. I think that God has called us as believers to be messengers of hope and grace. And I feel like the negative Nellies out there, they've got a pretty full roster of contributors. They don't need my help. Friend, listen, sincere followers of Jesus can look at cultural or political issues and have very different opinions because Jesus loves his kids on both sides of the argument. It's fascinating how two people can look at the same information and reach completely opposite conclusions. So let me just stop and say, maybe as followers of Jesus, we ought to live by this one extraordinary rule. Are you ready? Grace rules of engagement. That ought to be a roadmap for us having civil discussion. I've changed my views on a lot of cultural issues over the years of walking with Christ. I mean, honestly, I can remember thinking to myself that nobody should ever be divorced. I can remember thinking that nobody should ever drink, and I've seen all kinds of things differently. But the goal of the discussion of a believer isn't to try and win, Because when we can have thoughtful discourse, I think we can recognize that the one thing missing in the world today is somebody willing to listen. You know, Jesus understood that, and we ought to learn to model that. Friend, let's climb out of our bubble of certainty and climb into a prayer for wisdom and grace, then leave the results to God. Friend, listen to me. Grace never cancels. Grace doesn't shame. Grace doesn't answer hate with hate. The person you totally disagree with might be crying out of pain or deep wounds. Maybe a gentle answer will give them hope. Grace doesn't lash out when it's challenged because grace is kind and gentle. Thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.